Matthew chapter 2. We sang about this already this evening. Two songs referenced this passage and these simple, short thoughts. I know my wife just loves it when I say short thoughts, but I am not. I promise you, I am not keeping you long this evening. And when they were come into the house, verse number 11 of chapter 2, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold would be a symbol of kingship on earth. Frankincense, it's an incense, is a symbol of deity. Myrrh, it's an embalming oil, as a symbol of death. They gave to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold symbolizing virtue. Our dictionary, Webster's dictionary, would say that virtue is conformity to a standard of right or morality, a particular moral excellence. So I think that we could even think about it along the lines of holiness, holy living, gold symbolizing virtue, frankincense symbolizing prayer, the essence, the incense, myrrh symbolizing suffering. Gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, a life that is lived in the Spirit of Christ, that which is holy. Frankincense, the incense of a life that gives that pleasant odor to the deity. The recognition in that incense or in that life of bowing prostrate or prayer, that seeking, prostrating themselves before God. Myrrh, the dealing of suffering, entering into his death so that we can rejoice in his resurrection along with him. Gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What gifts am I giving Christ this Christmas? What are my gifts? What are your gifts that you're giving to him? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Stand with me this evening. Amen. Let's give him good gifts. He's good. He is good. Jordan, it's always good to have you with us. Would you dismiss us in prayer?